okay? One moment here.
Hi, James. How are you?
Hello.
Doing well?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Yeah. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been, you know, conversing here with Dan, and, you know, he does such a great job going over the basics of the program. So I'm just kind of looking through some notes that he sent over to me. Now, you're currently with a company that you made your last payment to, I believe. Are they managing your website? Yeah.
No, they turned it over to me. I'm managing.
Oh, okay.
They set it up.
Got it. So basically what they were doing was managing you organically, right?
Yes.
Not necessarily
first.
Yeah. Gotcha. What, do you mind if I ask you, you know, so you made your last payment with them. Were you not considering renewing with them, or were you not getting any results? What happened?
I don't know. I think they quoted me a price to, I guess, clean it up and make it better.
Yeah.
And
okay. But not continuing to do any
optimizing. I'm not really sure what they did.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what were you investing monthly, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, when I was with Google, I was investing $400 a month.
Yeah. Okay. And then with this other company, what were you investing monthly?
I wasn't really doing monthly. They gave me a set price, and I paid them in payments till it was done, and till they when they were done, I made my final payment.
Oh, okay. So was it like for a year that you were with them?
Maybe 6 months.
Okay. So, you know, James, we have a particular package. Okay, it's our Premier Platinum package that includes both the Google and Facebook and Google Ads. Okay, it's our Premier Platinum. So what it does is it actually gives you two spotlight positions that are on the first page of Google. Okay, so Google Ads at the top, and then the Google Local Listing first page within the local map. That's where typically 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay, what we do is the management of it, ensuring that you're always coming up as one of those top recommended options when they're searching for your services within your service areas, okay? What I'm applying for you is an established business credit. I mean, you've been in business 20 years now. Congratulations on that. That's a legacy, you know?
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
It was rough at times.
Yeah, but listen, you've made it through. This tells me you've been doing quality work, right, James? Because you wouldn't still be in business if you weren't, okay? So,
Well, when I lost Google, that was my only advertisement. And after that, it was pretty much word of mouth for the next 2 years because I couldn't figure out how to get back on Google. Ranking Geeks did.
Ranking Geeks helped you with that. They cleaned it up, got you out of the suspension because that's what sounds like what happened. Is you got suspended when two pages were created with the same address, same phone number.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But everything looks good. So this package, I'm applying an established business credit. James, what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $499 a month. Month to month, no contracts. Okay? What we do is the management of your Google Ads. So you will not incur cost per click, you know, because you're paying a flat rate to us. We're going to manage those ads. We're going to manage you on the first page of Google within the local listing first page of the local map. We list you on Bing. Okay. Our directory submission is always Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Have you ever created a Facebook page for your business, or do you even use Facebook at all?
Actually, I don't go on Facebook, but last November I created a page.
I had
2 months. I had 100 people following me already. Me and my wife went through a divorce, and she was trying to take the business, so I canceled it. And I didn't know what was going to happen, so I just kind of backed off of all advertising.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, typically if you had a business Facebook page, we would brand it. Now, we also make sure that your website's always attached. You know, we're not going to go in there and change your website. We just always want to make sure that it's attached. And we cover the mobile platform. So, you know, when someone uses their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, and they're searching for your services, they would also find you listed on that first page of Google. So pretty much, this package that I'm offering you here would cover all of your bases. And again, it's a month-to-month program with no contracts.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds good. Yelp, you mentioned that. I advertised with them back in October, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And they tend to send me more business trying to sell me products than...
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
Once I visited them, there was so many calls I got of other businesses wanting me to buy their product.
Wanting to market. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that we would do with Yelp is that, you know, if you have a Yelp page, we're going to brand it, right? Just to make sure that, you know, it's visible for people to see. We're not doing Yelp ads. It kind of sounds like you were probably doing the Yelp ads. We do assist with that. It's a different package, but, you know, this package in particular wouldn't include the Yelp ads, okay? So just an FYI.
Okay.
But definitely the Google ads would be a really good option for you, only because of the work that you do, and I feel like this package would be the most beneficial, right?
Right.
And it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so, you know, James, you don't have to take our word for it that this program works, because you'll be able to see for yourself, like, the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you received, how many times they clicked on your Google ad. You can view your profiles and keywords. Now, whenever you have, like, an update or a change, or you just want to change, you know, your content, right, you're going to have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account. So we do everything so that you can focus on your job, okay? This, of course, all starts with me. I'm the one that's considered the lead on the account. But, again, you'll have a team that's dedicated to you. And, you know, I feel like with it being a month-to-month program, James, with no contracts, I mean, I feel it's something that you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, I do. I don't know that I have $500 to put to it today. It might be like Wednesday of next week before I have that much available.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the middle of a kind of a big project, and it's got my money tied up in it. I was supposed to finish it yesterday, but the rain this week just put me back. So it'll be next week before I'm able to recover it.
Yeah.
Now, would I be able to do something down and hold it till next week?
You know, let me see. I don't know. Like, I mean, you could put something down, but, I mean, typically what happens is we can't do any of the work until it's paid in full, right? Let me think, because $499 is just something you don't have, right? I don't want to leave you in a position where you're, like, completely, like, with no money. You know what I mean? We're talking the weekend here.
Right. A long weekend at that.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
They started closing our dump on holidays, so we can't work on holidays.
Did they? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me see something. I mean, you know, the best thing I would say is this. I mean, we can attempt to see. I could do what we call a post date, right? It would just be taking down the card information. The card would not be charged, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, come Wednesday, I mean, you and I would come to an agreement that on Wednesday is when the card would be charged, even if it's a specific time that you need me to run it. So this way it would prevent my representatives from calling out on this. So we call it like a postie. Okay. So we could do that, James. I mean, is that something that, you know, you would be open to?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Let me do this, James.
Okay. Tuesday would be great.
Okay. So your last name, is it Norris? I saw it on your email. Okay. And I see an email for you, jamesnorris4182@gmail.com.
That's one of them, yes. That would come through to my phone.
Okay, which is the one that you prefer? Do you prefer us to email you on that one? It's where we're going to send your receipt.
Yeah, that one would be fine.
Okay. We're not going to, like, blast that.
It's
going to
link to my phone. My,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to blast that email.
More accepted.
Just so you know. Okay. It's just so that way, like, because sometimes when we communicate with you, we might send you an email, and then we'll text you or call you and say, hey, we sent you something to your email. Take a look, you know? So let me do this.
Yeah, that would be the best one then.
Okay, perfect. And then, so James, the company name, I show it reading as Norris Septic. Should there be repair service in it, or just how I see it showing right now on your Google Business profile?
I'm kind of switching it to like NorrisSepticHoneyDipper.com.
I see that.
That's my website,
Honey Dipper. So that's how you want it to be? Just like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, when I listed it as Norris Septic Repair Service, I missed out on a lot of the cleaning jobs, which gets you the repairs.
Oh,
because they didn't think
I
cleaned. They just thought I repaired.
Oh, okay. Got it. And then your address is the 4182 OH-276 Batavia, Ohio?
Yes.
Is that your home address, by chance?
Yes.
Okay. Now, typically, Google likes your address to be hidden. Are you okay with that, that we hide the address?
Yeah.
Or do you?
I mean, I operate out of my home, but I really don't sell a product from
Exactly. So because you're not a storefront, you're what we consider a home office. Typically, Google wants your address to be hidden. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, beautiful. Let me do something here. Okay. And then I got the website link that goes there. Okay. Now, James, the card that you're going to be putting on file for the post date, again, I am not going to charge that card, okay, until Wednesday, and you let me know, like, what time on Wednesday. In fact, I'll even read it to you in a voice verification recording. That's for your protection. That's going to outline the service agreement. It'll say that the card will be charged on Wednesday, and I'll give the date, and I'll even give the time that you say. Okay. Does that card, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's a business account under Norris Septic, but the card has my name on it.
How does your name read
James
on there?
D.
Just James, James D, like David?
James David, yes. Well, Derek, but D.
James D. Norris, and then is the business name on there as well, or no?
Not on the card.
Not on the card. Is it the same billing address as the 4182 Ohio 276, Batavia?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
What's the billing address?
The billing address is 2229 New Harmony, Shiloh Road. And that's Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154.
Okay, bear with me here. New Harmony, Shiloh Road, right?
Yes.
So you guys been having rain, huh?
Oh, lots of it. Like,
isn't this weather insane?
Just last month.
Are you serious?
It is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
9 inches last month.
Wow.
If you don't live on a hillside in this area, you got standing water in your yard right now.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. What is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
What's the card number when you're ready?
5461-7302 00675794.
Expiration month and year.
I'm going to have to get some glasses. Hang on.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
1027.
10 of 27. And what's the CVV code on the back?
168.
168. I want to put a security question on your account to protect it, James, and this is how you're going to identify when it's us calling you. You could choose for it to be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with first pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Duke.
Duke? Okay. I want you to get into the habit that anytime when we call you, always ask, what's my security question, James? Because if at any time someone disconnects the call, you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay? Don't even entertain it.
Okay?
Now, I'm going to walk you through.
Yeah, because a lot of people call claiming to be Google.
Right. Exactly. So our company, just so we're I'm going to be very transparent with you and so we're on the same page. Google will never call you directly. Our company is Local Splash. We are a Google channel partner. Okay? So if anyone ever told you they're Google, their pants are on fire. They're telling stories. Okay?
Right.
Now, I'm sending you right now two text messages. You should have gotten one right now that has my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Okay.
I got so many pages open.
It's okay. It would be in your text message.
Did you send it already?
I sent it to your phone. I texted it to you.
What number did you text?
I texted 513-724-0739.
Okay, that's a landline. I can't get it.
Okay. Well, no wonder because I just got a notification that said it's a landline. Okay, where do you want me to text it, hon?
513-218-9687.
9687. Okay. Let me text it there. Well, it was a good thing I said something, right? I always like for you to double check anyways to make sure that you got it, because if you didn't, then I need to figure it out, you know? So the first text is going to have my name. Let me send that to you. And I'm what's considered the lead on your account. I just like always for you to have my information for your records. Once the team takes over, they will be the ones handling it, okay? So I just sent you the text, and then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department, and I want you to save the 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, two words. So this way you always have our phone number on hand, okay? So make sure you save that. Let me know once both text messages came through.
The first one did. I was just looking at it.
Okay, second one should be coming through any second.
Okay, let me see, add contact. You said save it as Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes, two words.
And is this the 1-877 number, is that a line directly to you or is that just to the company?
Yeah, no, that'll actually, like when you're texting right now, it's coming to me. Once the team takes over your account, they'll also get the text messages as well.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. And I also included... And I also included like your username and password for your client dashboard. Once we process payment on Wednesday, then I'll go over all of that with you too. Okay? And I'll have you log in while we're on the phone. Now, on Wednesday, what time do you want me to run the card?
If you could run it at noon, that would be great.
At noon? Okay. So run card for $4.99 at noon. Okay, let me Let me just put this in my notes. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through that 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice, okay, once we process the payment on Wednesday, which is the 28th. When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all, James, that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? Now, James, I'm going to ask you, with our company, we don't do contracts. We ask you basically stick it out 2 months, okay? What we call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. If you choose to cancel or pause it, I'll also go over that. You just got to make sure you call 3 business days before the bill is due so that you don't get charged, okay? So, James, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
NorthSepticHoneyDipper.com.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Norris, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, James, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, remember, you always want to ask, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone refuses to give it to you, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So just be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, James, just to kind of explain, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call and let us know before you sign up with them. So this way we can make sure it's not a service that we're already including. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually probably need to call that Ranking Geeks just to make sure, because you had me wondering when you asked, like, why'd they quit or, you know, whatever. I just assumed they did. She said it was my last payment and that was it.
Yeah, if they said your last payment, then you want to make sure that, hey, do not renew this. Okay?
Right.
Just make sure. Now,
okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. Payment will be processed at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Now, once...
12 p.m., that's noon, right?
Yes, noon. 12 p.m. is noon.
Confusing.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Right. Yes, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is noon. Now...
Okay.
This is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, James, is that your second payment will be charged on June 28th, 2025, okay, in the amount of $499. So let me kind of go back because I think I missed that part. So your card will be charged for the initial term and account setup on Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will automatically be charged on June 28th, 2025, in the amount of $499. Now, James, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $499. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I asked you to save that I sent in the text message, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay? And that's it.
Okay.
With
yeah,
partners friends. Yeah. So always remember that the 25th, okay, is always going to be your initial payment. Like every billing date is going to be the 25th, right? But if you need to pause or cancel it, then you want to make sure that you call at least 3 business days before the 25th. Okay?
By the 26th.
Yes. So I would say call by the 22nd, at least 3 business days before. Okay?
So the bill will generate on the 25th? But you
it'll generate on the 28th. It'll generate on the 28th. The 28th is always going to be your billing date. Okay?
Okay.
So the 28th, like if the 28th, like let's say were to land on a Friday, right, then you want to make sure at least you call, you know, by no later, I would say, than Tuesday. You know what I mean? Just so that way you're sure that, hey, I'm not being charged on the 28th if I'm canceling. Okay?
Okay.
And your price won't change. It's always going to be the same rate every 28th of the month. There won't be any click fees or anything like that. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is once I process your payment on the 28th, James, then I'm going to call you to make sure you got the receipt, and so that way we can go over some notes and then also schedule your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, it has been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk with you. I'm so super excited for you, and then we'll speak on Wednesday, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You have yourself
a
what you are so welcome. Have a beautiful weekend, okay? Enjoy the holidays.
You too.
Oh, yep, thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.